Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
I find it very interesting, the information you found of that's out there, that victims are more likely to be someone on the spectrum versus being someone on the spectrum executing it. And I wonder how accurate that stat is. Number one,
So it came from a small body of literature suggested that rather than being more likely to engage in offending or violent behavior, individuals with autism spectrum disorder may actually have an increased risk of being the victim rather than the perpetrator of violence, from a study done by Sobsey, Wells, Lucardi, and Mansell, 1995.
But that's also, even 95, we're going way back on this.
Way
back before we even really had a huge grasp on what this is.
Because there's not much out there on it.
No, and there wasn't much, there really was hardly anything out there on it back then, especially compared to what we know 30 years later. Yeah. Because I would almost argue, I mean, when we look at the cases that we look at, that you have more than not that are very likely on the spectrum than are. So, I mean, if I think it has a lot to do with just data and knowing if someone is or not. I think a lot of people just live their whole lives with no clue. And so I think if we truly, if you evaluated every single person that went in for a violent crime or something and to determine, are they there? I think it's the other way around, quite honest. That's just my conjecture. And obviously it's a 95 study, and I'm surprised there's not more. Surprise that hasn't been looked at closer.
I know. It's when this came up, I was really shocked. We were just saying that you and I have not had this element of any things we've covered ever come up before.
Well, we go to psychopathy and all that so quick, but
right.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of it does mimic in certain.
And so let's examine. No, we can take a quick examination as the why of that as well. And I think because, to your point, forms of autism, excuse me.
Yeah.
On that spectrum are so common with so many people that it's kind of a background noise that is always in our society anyway.
Yeah.
And so it's such a part of everyone's whole that it can never really be measured as accurately as I think, especially when it comes to court of law.
I think it's a, so broad of a term as well. I think it's something that that needs to be honed in a little bit and not just, it's like saying food. Do you like food? Like, yeah, there's all different types of food. What are we talking about specifically? Well, food, it's food. Like there's a lot of variations in this.
Or even saying, you know, like, hey, I'm someone who's easily distracted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who isn't easily distracted? It's all varying degrees.
Sure.
You know, so, you know, we all see shiny things. You know, sometimes yeah. it takes me 5 seconds to look at the shiny things. Takes you one, takes someone else, they completely ignore it.
It's a very large catch-all that's still out there. The prosecution doesn't want any mental health information coming into trial. They now have copies of everything, and they're going to be filing a motion, if they have not already, basically to get the... That info out of the trial. So it cannot be used as an argument. It can't be used at all. Just not going to be something that they want in there. What do you think? I don't know if that's a great idea on the part of the prosecution. I mean, the prosecution, you know, obviously their goal is to prosecute this man and find him guilty. Death, I don't know that needs to be the goal. It's certainly a possible punishment. But if we're looking at convicting, I think this actually can work in their favor more than it works against the prosecution.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, you'd love to know what's in their minds. You know, since they're making the action, all we can do is sit here and kind of imagine ourselves as them as to why they would take that action and what the outcome they're seeking of it is. So the outcome that they're seeking is to get a conviction. And if they're And at this point, since they have solid data to support what they want to do, they don't want anything to take away from the data they have, you know, like the DNA evidence and cell phone evidence and things like that. And so that since they know that defense is going to be focusing on the emotional aspect of things, I think they want to remove any possibility of an emotional rationale that someone's going to use. Well, yeah, he did this. It was still a choice. But because of this, because of his mental issues he had is why he did it. In other words, I think they're trying to take away excuses that Ann Taylor is going to put out there.
Yeah.
As to reasons why he did this is because he suffered this, he suffered this, he suffered this. I think their prosecution becomes easier potentially if you're just looking at the DNA. It's his DNA. It's in the room. It's on the knife sheath. You know, the cell phone data says he was there. The car's in the neighborhood. He stalked it. The cell phone was on every single time he went by there, except the day that he committed the murder or assumed, you know, that he's accused of committing the murder. So I think they want to just really, really, really rely upon the actual evidence rather than have any possibility of sympathy creeping in with mental issues.
But do you think there would be enough sympathy there to find him not guilty or acquit? No. I would think that even if, I think it explains him more.
All right.
If the defense is solely basically operating on the grounds of let's save his life, and they're pretty much abandoning everything else, which I don't know. I mean, it feels like we're getting close to that point without right. like without saying it out loud. Obviously, they're going to try and fight for him. I would be shocked if they went in there and use this as a defense simply just to save his life, you know, or if that would end up being a plea deal of some sort. That if they even want to offer him a plea deal on this, I mean, certainly it would save the taxpayers. It would save the community from having to go through a whole hellish trial. But I don't know that the community would not want to have that trial take place either, even though it's many, many, many miles away in Boise and all the families are going to have to travel, which is a whole other issue. I don't know. I mean, would this be something if it were to be settled like that of, look, admission of guilt, and you're not going to die, but you're going to prison for the rest of your life. Do you see that being a happier ending for these families psychologically, or do we need to go through the motions of the trial, which will likely eventually, you know, lead to him either being killed or put away forever? Other things could happen, but
yeah, I only the families can answer that question, really, you know, about what it is they need to feel complete and whole and move through the pain they're moving through. And I think, because again, not being a lawyer, not being a legalized expert in any way whatsoever, I think they're beyond, from what we're seeing, I think they're beyond any sort of plea deals. I think it's going to go through one way or the other.
Yeah.
So again, I don't know why they're taking that action, why prosecution is taking that action. All I can do is kind of do my best, you know, throw ourselves in their shoes and what potentially could be it through our conjecture, and kind of looking behaviorally at it. But again, because again, I think everything that's going on now is really geared at the jury or the, you know, the potential jurors that are coming in.
Is ASD, autism spectrum disorder, something that should be better understood in terms of law enforcement, in terms of investigators, in terms of just looking at some of these cases? Because again, we often go to the triad, the psychopathy or all sorts of other disorders that could be going on over there, like in the anti-personality scale. But is that something to consider more, that should be understood more, to better understand the people that you're investigating? I mean, let me ask you, when you were in the counterintelligence world and stuff, is that something that ever came to mind with individuals that you were investigating of, this person might be over here and this might explain some of the behavior? How well is that sort of stuff integrated into understanding others' actions?
That's a great question. I never, ever in the course of my career had a situation where I took an action or mitigated what I was doing based off of someone claiming or saying they had autism. Matter of fact, I never had any case where it even came up. That's why this is literally the first time in my career where autism came up as kind of the forefront of something that someone's going to use. Now, did I have knowledge of someone's potential autism spectrum? Yeah, mm-hmm. Every now and then you did. But what it did, it became part of a way to understand someone at a deeper level so you could communicate more effectively. Because remember, everything that I ever did came down to how do you form a relationship mm-hmm. so that you can share information, get information, and protect national security of the United States, protect our country, our society, protect our state, local. I mean, so it all came down to how can I communicate more effectively and better? And if autism and where someone was at on a spectrum, I didn't ever look at a diagnosis of autism. I always looked at what's that mean for communication? Mm-hmm. What's that mean for ability to form a relationship and a bond? And it never was a situation where it was a hindrance in any way. Yeah. It just became one more data point for a way that I need to communicate more effectively. So I was never looking at the autism. It gave me maybe some way to look at you, but I'm always just looking at your behavior. I'm looking at how do you need to connect with me? Because this is all the bottom line, it always is.
Yeah.
What can I do to inspire you to feel safe with me? What can I do to inspire you to feel safe with a decision to cooperate with me?
Yeah.
And so in the courtroom, that's the basic thing they're trying to do. The defense, Ann Taylor, right? She's strategizing this. What can she do to inspire the jury to feel safe and comfortable with acquittal?
Mm-hmm.
And on the opposite side, what's the prosecution doing to inspire the jurist to feel safe and comfortable with themselves with conviction?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's all. And so part of that is, how do I need to communicate that feeling of safety and trust with what I'm presenting them?
Yeah.
And so it's the same thing in all these situations.
Sure. It's everybody. Yeah. Everybody is different. Everybody has different things that you're going to have to speak to so they feel safe and comfortable communicating with you. And you have to craft that for each individual. It's not one size fits all. I wonder how Koberger is feeling about this angle. I wonder, I do wonder, because we look back, and this is just pure conjecture, he seems to recognize when he talks about the visual snow and stuff like that back in his teen years, that he recognizes that there's something different going on. And we don't really know a whole lot about his demeanor today, other than what we've heard from, students and coworkers of all he's kind of, odd out there and not very personable. So I wonder how accepting he is of this, if he just knows that, that's who he is, or if he'd want that even to be out there. At this point, he doesn't have much of a choice. I mean, he's literally fighting for his life, but he seems to be someone who thinks he's in a lot of control. And people who are in a lot of control don't necessarily, or are not necessarily super fond of things out there that they may view, although it may be incorrect, that they may view as a weakness or something that would make them less than, which being on the spectrum does not make someone that. But I could see someone with that sort of, godlike complex ego not being super happy about that.
So putting on my if I was Koberger hat,
yeah,
challenge might be, you know, you look at his data points for his life arc. He, from everything that we've seen from the small little things we have throughout his life, he's been pretty curious about trying to understand himself.
That's
why he's going into this line of work. I would think, again, all these other things might pop up, his rage, his feeling, lack of feeling control, or some labeling, all those things might be in there. But at the same time, though, he seems to be a pretty curious individual and more on the science than emotional side. My bet is he's, you know, when she mentioned it as a possibility, I'm pretty sure that she's the one that came up with this idea.
Yeah.
And she probably presented it to him. And his next steps was probably to get really curious. Because he's been trying to understand why he is like he is for a long time. And this might be one deep dive he might do to do it as well, maybe.
I mean, I'm not a doctor. I can't diagnose anybody. But I mean, just watching his behavior, right away I was like, oh, he's totally on the spectrum. I mean, right. I should say it immediately almost. So again, I would not be remotely surprised by any means. It would be very interesting to see where they take this and what kind of defense this provides them, if any, or if the judge again says, nice try, no.
The latest true crime stories, expert breakdowns, and shocking twists all in one place. Press subscribe now to the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelthy providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelthy can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care.